Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. They squeal, they skronk, they wail. No, not saxophones. I'm talking about the escalators in Washington, D.C.'s metro stations. Chris Richards, pop music critic at the Washington Post, suggests that if you listen correctly, these stairs can actually be musical. He descended into our nation's capital's subway system to test his theory, and then invited readers of the Post to submit their own remixes of the resulting sounds. You're hearing one of them in the background, called Misty Businesswoman. Chris joins us today to explain the project and present some of the winning entries. Chris, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks so much, John.
So you called this secret jazz. Why?
I called it that because it's not what you expect. A lot of people in D.C. find the noises of the metro system to be a nuisance and and something that not worth paying attention to, not worth stopping. But you know, I'm walking through the system and the timbre of these rundown escalators, it sounds like horns, it sounds like Marion Brown, it sounds like Pharoah Sanders. And if you stop to kind of take a moment to soak it all in, there's a lot of interesting sonic information there that I think, you know, I wanted our readers to kind of reconsider instead of thinking of it as just something that's annoying that they experience every morning on their commute.
So, it's noise if it's unwanted sound, but if you actually listen to it, you can sort of change how that sound is perceived. Is that the idea?
That's what I thought, and that's also what I kind of found from talking to professionals in the field. I spoke with Emily Thompson. She's a professor at Princeton who specializes in the cultural history of sound, and she kind of spoke with me about the idea of aestheticized ways of listening, which is, you know, if you consider yourself in an artistic environment, and you take in the sounds that you're hearing naturally all day long as something that is interesting and something that could possibly be an art experience, it can be. And this is an idea that extends back to John Cage, and he's famous for this idea and the notion that, the famous Cage quote that goes out, wherever we are, what we hear is mostly noise, but when we ignore it, it disturbs us. When we listen to it, we find it fascinating. And that's very, very true, especially in the 21st century where I think we're kind of blocking out a lot of those sounds with the earbuds on our iPods. I think iPod is a fantastic invention, but I'd never use it because I like to be able to hear the world around me.
Well, if you're in the metro, the subway system in Washington, D.C., these are some of the sounds that you'll be hearing. Most of them actually, as Chris Richards is telling us, from these creaky, cranky old escalators in the system. So those are some of the sounds of the escalators in Washington, D.C.'s metro subway stations. Did you record these, Chris?
I did record those. And that's the thing that's striking. It's such a crazy variety to those sounds. Out of Benning Road, there's this beautiful kind of tempura sort of droning sound to one of them. At Farragut North, which is the station closest to the Post, that was what really motivated me to do this story because I hear it almost every day and it's totally honking and crazy, just like this Ornette Coleman record going nuts. There's a really strange variety to the sounds. So I went out and recorded them and then we brought them back and put them online.
And you asked your readers to take those sounds and to do a kind of – to make music with them essentially.
We did. There's a wonderful web producer here at the Post by the name of Mike McFate who had this idea and he said, let's put it out there to the readers and see what they come up with. And we also got a very interesting variety of music, a lot of like kind of ambient noise stuff, weird surfy jazz rock tunes with escalator noise in the background.
Yeah.
A really great kind of Baltimore clubs feeling sort of song that samples this the escalator. Of all my research, the escalator at the Smithsonian stop is the best. There's this kind of three-note sequence that plays, and all the tourists who visit Washington, D.C. and go down to the National Mall to visit the museums are treated to this thing, and most of them who I spoke with found it to be completely annoying. But I said, well, wait a minute. You know, it's really great. Do you notice it's playing three different notes here? One of our remixers, one of our contestants in the contest picked up on this and turned that note, that three-note sequence into a kind of a pretty cool little Baltimore club-sounding song.
And this, in fact, was the winning remix in your little contest there, wasn't it?
Indeed it was. Indeed it was.
It's from an entity known as Joe Boston with Get On Now. That is Joe Boston, Get On Now, the winning remix in the Washington Post's contest to take the sounds of the creaks and squeaks of the Washington, D.C. metro stations and turn it into music. Taking the sounds, kind of looping them, setting it to a beat, very modern, you know, you could certainly, a very urban kind of sound. But your third place remix went in a different direction, Judy with the Farragut Metro Blues. This is kind of a different sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit new agey. I kind of like the idea of putting some flutes on there to sort of soften the harsher sounds being made by the metal of the escalator. So props to Judy for kind of taking it to the Enya zone.
From somewhere in the Washington, D.C. area with the Farragut Metro Blues, adding flutes, or sounds actually like recorders, to the sounds of one of the squeaky escalators there in the metro system. Chris Richards, pop music critic of the Washington Post. In your initial article in this series, Chris, you write that a silent city would be a horror. New York, when New York is genuinely silent, first of all, it hardly ever happens except for when we get 2 feet of snow. Would you be game to come up to New York and try and do a follow-up here?
You know, I thought about that. I lived in New York for 2 years and moved back to D.C. I grew up in D.C., lived here my whole life, and had 2 years in New York, came back in September of 2009. And that's when the sound of the escalators in the metro system really hit me. In New York, you guys have much different sounds. Obviously, there are no escalators in the subway system, but the subway is so incredibly noisy. And what a powerful rush of sound whenever those trains come into the station. It just blew me away when I lived up there. So I think there's plenty out there to be done, and I think I hope everybody everywhere, you know, really starts to think about the environment around them and realize that it's not just, you know, inconsequential stuff. It's, it can be beautiful.
Chris Richards is the pop music critic of the Washington Post, and don't be surprised, Chris, if we're back in touch with you to follow up on this. The second place in the remix contest goes to John Yahya's Last Train to Limbo, a creepy little piece that you're hearing in the background. Chris, thanks for sharing some of this with us on Soundcheck today.
Oh, John, thanks so much for having me. It was fun.
Up next, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an important early influence on rock. Wanda Jackson is back in the studio with a new album. It was produced by Jack White, and she's here in our studio to tell us all about it. That's next on Soundcheck.